up to the roosters. Eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them dollar signs. Get up and go do overtime. Get up and put that overdrive.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's a great morning. It's a great morning. It's a great morning. Welcome back to another episode of Great Mornings Podcast. And you are with your boy, James Earl Cray. And as I say on Monday morning prayer and devotion every Monday morning, there's no greater place you could be in the whole world than right here with us on a Tuesday morning. On the second week of the bye week, getting it in at Great Mornings Podcast. Listen, welcome to all of our listeners, those of you that have been consistent and persistent and that's been riding with me, and welcome to any new listeners. I hope that you're encouraged. I hope that you're inspired. I hope that you're motivated. Hope that you're slightly convicted. And most importantly, I hope that you enjoy and share this podcast with somebody. I'm here today to talk to us about the ABCs of transition. Transition, family, is something that's inevitable. You cannot and will not live this life without experiencing transition. And as we dive into it, the real thought here is going through any transition, let's be clear, is tough. And here's the other part. It takes time. So if there was a TT for some of you aunties out there, pun intended, but no pun really intended. But if there was a TT to transition, is that transitions are tough and they take time. Even the transitions that you've decided to make, like the planned transitions, parts of the process will still feel uncomfortable, which means even when you plan transition, it's still tough and it still takes time. And what I did is I looked up just some basic research trying to find out what really is transition or what are transitions. Before I break into what my idea of transitions are, what are the scholars saying? What is transition academically? So transition academically is broken down into four types of transition. I want to give them four to you, and then we're going to dive into what James Earl Cray thinks that transition is. So there are anticipated transitions. And most of these kind of go with the word. When you look at them, it makes sense. You don't really need nothing to follow it up. Because you kind of understand what it means to anticipate something. But an anticipated transition, that's a transition that is expected. And is expected to occur in adult life. That's what the original definition says. But it can be teenage life, youth life. An anticipated transition is a transition that is expected to occur. Simple as that. These transitions often are planned and believed to be a part of the natural life cycle. That's anticipated transitions. But then there are unanticipated transitions. Again, these go with the word. Anticipated, you're anticipating is planned, prepared. Unanticipated, this type of transition involves events that are not expected. We'll dive into that a little bit more later. Then there are non-event transitions. Non-event transitions are those transitions that we expect to occur, but they don't. Have you ever had transitions in your life that you were planning that you were expecting, anticipating, but then those transitions did not happen, that's a non-event transition. And then the fourth academic breakdown or definition of transition, or type of transition rather, is sleeper transition. Sounds funny, huh? Sleeper transition. But a sleeper transition, these are transitions that occur gradually, and the individual, which is you or me, may not be aware of the progression that you're transitioning to. When I hear that, I like to think of age. Because a lot of us, I am guilty, age kind of creeps up on you. Like, yes, you celebrate a birthday every year, but it's literally like you get to a certain age and you wake up and you feeling sore in places that you never felt sore. You wake up and you're not remembering things as sharply as you once did. I like to call that sleeper transition. Well, I don't like to call it. That's what academically they say is a sleeper transition. It gradually creeps up on you and you are not aware of the progression of this transition. So it's four types of academically proven transitions: anticipated transition, unanticipated transition, a non-event transition, and sleeper transition. But here's where I want you to wake up at from the sleeper transition. Yeah, that was corny. That was really corny. No connection in the two. But okay, y'all get it. Here's where I want you to wake up at. I want to give you three transitions from the concordance of James Earl Cray. I don't even know what a concordance is. I think that's like the back of the book or something where you go in there and you can see a subject or topic in the book and then it tells you what page. So I just threw concordance out there. I don't even know what that is off the top of my head. But this is kind of three transitions from the book of Cray. And we're going to talk about these. I define one type of transition as geographical transition. It kind of goes with the word as well. Geographical transitions, that's when you move to a new geographical location. So a geographical location is when you literally move to another city or town, move to another state, or maybe even move to another country. That's what I like to call geographical transition. And then there's eternal transition. That's death. The transition into the afterlife. When someone dies, we now, more common today than ever before, use the term they transition. So eternal transition. And then the third one is professional transition. That's when you change jobs, change schools, change careers, change businesses, whatever in that professional world, I like to call that professional transition. So there's three types of transitions I want you to have from the book of Cray. Geographical transition, moving to a new city, state, or country. Eternal transition, that's death. And professional transition, that's when you change jobs, change careers, change schools, change businesses, however. So having these seven types of transitions in mind, focusing primarily on the transitions of Cray, geographical, eternal, and professional, the GEP, I think that's kind of cool, GEP, geographical, eternal, professional. When you keep those at the forefront of your mind, I want to talk to us about how to transition using what I've created as the ABCs of transition. So the A of transition, or the A of how to transition. The most important thing when experiencing transitions in your life, whether that be geographical, whether that be eternal or professional, is A, acceptance. You have to accept the fact that transition is taking place. This is probably more related to eternal transitions, when someone dies, or as we live this life, we have to accept the fact that death is a part of life. And as tough and as time sensitive as accepting death is, it's one of the transitions that we have to accept. If you have professional transition, you have to accept that. So the first A in the ABCs of transition that helps us to transition is acceptance. Here's a question I got for you. Are you accepting the transitions in your life? One of the funniest things in the world to me, honestly, are male midlife crisis. You ever seen the 47-year-old brother that's trying now to grow his hair out? That's trying to wear skinny jeans and distressed jeans, just starting out at 47. Now wants a motorcycle and a fast sports car. I think that thing is so funny. The midlife crisis is real, but the midlife crisis is showing and proof of somebody who does not, here it is, accept transition. Knowing that if we go back to the academic transitions, the sleeper transition, when transition gradually creeps up on you, the midlife crisis experience that many men go through is a result of not, here it is, accepting transition. The second A of the ABCs of how to transition is adjustment. Every transition, whether that be geographical and you move to a new place, requires you to adjust. Transitions eternal. When a loved one dies in your family, or a friend you're connected to dies, that requires adjustment on your end. So adjustment, even professionally, you change jobs, change school, change career, change business, requires you to make adjustments. So the second A of the ABCs of how to transition is adjustment. But I want to give you what I call the ride of adjustment, the R-I-D-E, the ride of adjustment. So if you're going to adjust, you have to recognize change is happening. You cannot avoid change, and you cannot deny change. So the R for adjustment and the ride of adjustment is recognize change is happening. Then the I is intentionality. You have to intentionally adjust. When you have a geographical transition and you move to a new city, new state, new country, you have to intentionally adjust. Somebody transitions into eternity. You have to intentionally adjust. If you have a professional transition, career, job, business, school, you have to intentionally adjust. The D of the ride of adjustment is discernment, the ability to judge well. When you make a transition geographically, you got to make sure your discernment is on 10, tip top condition at its best. Very well. Good. Your discernment has to be. Because when you make geographical transitions, new people, new area, there's a lot of new. With eternal transition, grandmama dies, family is left in shambles because so much stuff is now new. You have to have discernment and the ability to judge well, not just people, but situations. And then the E of the ride of adjustment is empathy for yourself and others. You got to make sure that you have empathy for other people, but that you also have empathy for yourself. So adjustment, which is an A of transition, is made up of the ride. Recognize change is happening. Intentionality and adjustment. Discernment, the ability to judge well, and empathy for yourself and for others. That's the A of the ABCs of how to transition. You can transition with acceptance, and you can transition with adjustment. But then there's the B of transition. The first B of transition is balance. There has to be a level where you balance out, or I like to use it better like this. There has to be a place where you level out your grief and excitement, because transition brings both of those. Transition brings sadness and grief, whether that's geographical and you're moving from a city that you've been in all your life. There's going to be some grief there, but there's also some excitement about the new journey. Eternal, maybe not as much excitement in eternal transition, but there is definitely grief. And then professional transition. For some people, it's all grief. But in most cases, it's grief and excitement. And if you're going to transition, you got to balance those things out well. You got to balance out the grief and the excitement. You can't be so sad and grieving, and nor can you be so excited. There has to be a balanced medium if you're going to transition. The other B to transition is backup. Got to take a essential water break. I'm not going to do the corny commercial this time because I don't think many of y'all laugh. I just want to make sure I'm good and got my voice. Essential water. Once you take a drink, you can't think to drink nothing else. I'm James O'Cray, and I approve this commercial. The second B is backup. Transitions are tough and they require time. Remember, we said that in the very beginning. And you have to make sure that you have a backup plan. Now, this is going to contradict the whole thought, where people have said, if you have a backup plan, no, if you have a plan B, you don't necessarily trust plan A. That's not true. I don't believe that. You can have your trust and your faith in plan A, but you better have a plan B too. And when you're transitioning, you got to have a backup. I wouldn't encourage nobody to move across the country without having a backup plan if it does not go through and does not, if it falls through and does not end well. Better have your tail a backup plan. I wouldn't encourage nobody to transition professionally. Don't you wake up tomorrow talking about I'm about to quit my job and transition to entrepreneur. You better have a couple $1,000 saved up in the bank for what Dave Ramsey says, a rainy day fund. And even when family members and loved ones transition, you got to have a backup. Balance and backup are the B's to how to transition. You have to have balance. You have to have a backup when you transition. Simply because transitions are so tough and so time consuming, you got to have balance and you got to have a backup. That's the B. But then there's the C of the ABCs of transition. The first C is character. You've heard this before. Character is your ability to deal. I like this definition. Character is your ability to deal effectively with difficult, unpleasant, and dangerous situations. Wow. That's what character is. How you deal with difficult, unpleasant, and dangerous situations. You got to have character when it comes to transition. If you don't, transitions will rip you up and expose you. But if you have character, your character will define and determine how you respond in difficult, unpleasant, and dangerous situations. That's what character is. And you'll need character as an ABC of how to transition. I'm telling you, because transitions are tough, man. When you move to a new city, move to a new state, move to another country, transitions are tough. They're extremely tough. So you got to make sure that as tough as these transitions are, you're aligning with the ABCs of transition and you got character. The other C is courage. Whew. Do I know this all too well? 2020, November the 2nd, I moved from Hazelhurst, Georgia, pastoring Impact Church of Hazelhurst, to Lompoc, California, by way of Santa Maria, where I live, to pastor a church that was not growing at the same rate as it once did. COVID was obviously a reason, and just stagnation was another reason. And the courage it takes to leave your mama, to leave your sisters, to leave your daughter, to leave your nephews, to leave the many, many, many people I had built up relationships with in the community. It takes courage to leave all that and move across the country. Transitions will require courage. If you're going to move geographically, you got to have courage. If you're going to stand tall through the transition eternal, you got to have courage. If you're going to switch jobs, change careers, transition, then you got to have courage. Simple ABCs of transition. Acceptance and adjustment. Adjustment, ride. Recognize change is happening. Intentionality. Discernment, the ability to judge well. Empathy for yourself and others. The B of the ABCs of transition is backup and balance. Or balance and backup. You have to level out your grief and excitement. And the whole saying of, if you have a plan B, you don't have confidence or trust in your plan A, the farthest thing from heaven's truth. And the C is character and courage. How you handle difficult, unpleasant, and dangerous solutions. And you got to have courage in any transition. Listen, family, it has been real. I hope that this helps you. I hope that it was beneficial in some way. Remember the ABCs of transition, because all of us will go through transitions. Not just one, not just two, not just three, but there are many different transitions that we will go through. And these ABCs can be what you can turn back to later in life and say, James Earl Craig did a podcast on transit, on how to transition. And this may very well be what helps you. So listen, family, I love all of you so much. Go follow me on social media. Go check me out. Remember, Great Mornings Podcast every other week. Make sure you share this broadcast with somebody. Let them know that we're trying to pump up this podcast. I love y'all so much. Remember, family, no matter what obstacles you face today, it's always, always a great day to be great. I love y'all, and I'm out. Peace.
Wake up to the roosters, eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.